as the detectives walked him through the heist. They probed for details, and Hathaway was happy to divulge. He told them how he picked targets, the best time to rob them, and where to park the getaway car. One of the things that most puzzled Carver and Mellis were the masks. Carver said he'd been sure the cyborg mask was made of metal, and the elephant man, what the hell was that? Was it literally just a t-shirt draped over your head? Carver asked. I've never seen a guy just drape a t-shirt over his head and cut some holes in it. It was effective, Hathaway said, but imperfect. It was hard to cut the key eye holes in exactly the right place. The first time he wore the disguise, he pulled the shirt up and he couldn't see anything, so he had to adjust the mask on the fly while trying not to panic. Carver and Mellis chuckled. They'd seen this footage and wondered what the robber was doing. Carver placed a printout of a still photo taken from security cameras on the table. It was Hathaway in that mask. God, that looks ridiculous, Hathaway said. You know what, Mellis said? I gotta say, the first time we saw you do that, we actually joked among ourselves. This criminal with the sack on his head seemed unimpressive. We said, you know, this guy's going to be easy to catch, and here we are a year later still trying. I spent a lot of time planning this stuff to not get caught, Hathaway replied. Carver wanted Hathaway to know that he'd made mistakes. He forgot about ATM cameras and had been photographed in profile more than once. He'd started to repeat some items of clothing, for instance, the red hoodie he was wearing at this moment. And then he used his sister's minivan to rob a bank inside the store where she worked. After a year of careful robberies, leaving very few leads for cops, that one seemed especially reckless, stupid even. The thought was, I need money for dope, Hathaway said, and every freaking bank I go to has security guards all of a sudden. It wasn't that way when I started. I was having a hard time finding the right one. I wouldn't just rob any bank. It had to be the one that met the criteria I was comfortable with.